Chris Hawkins
on Six Music.
And this week with Richard Armitage, who's just joined The Grid as Lucas North, an MI5 agent in prison in Russia for the last 8 years. He's the latest lead role in Spooks. Richard, how real does it feel working on a show like Spooks?
I think Spooks really tries to be as real as possible. Obviously, it's got to create an hour length of piece of fiction and dramatic tension every week where your team saves the world, or saves the UK, let's say. Of course, it has to veer away from what really happens at MI5, which is a lot of entering data onto computers. But I think it tries to bury its feet in the truth very much. And if you believe in the story of the week, then it's not too much of a stretch.
Can you tell us about the rest of the cast? The show's always had a big name actors in it. What's the current lineup like?
We've got, obviously, Peter Firth as Harry Pierce and Hermione Norris as Ros Myers, Gemma Jones as Connie James, Alex Lennepeckin as Ben Kapler.
I think I'm right in saying that Peter Firth is the only, certainly, main character survivor since the first series.
Yeah, I mean, he really, his character is the backbone of the show, and I think he realises that, and also the producers realise that, and in a way, he's the most consistent character. You really couldn't have Harry turn out to be a traitor or to die. If Harry dies, the show dies, I think.
What's he like in real life, Peter Firth? Is he as dry as he is when he's playing Harry Pierce?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a really dry sense of humour, but he's a lot of fun as well. He keeps the atmosphere really buoyant on set. You know, he's great company.
Is there any music now that reminds you of your years? I think I'm right in saying at Paterson College in Coventry before you went to Lambda.
I'm going to say Smooth Criminal from Michael Jackson's Thriller album. I just seem to remember it at the time, again on vinyl, but it was played to death. And I obviously tried to do all the moves and got the hat and the socks.
Of course.